AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. He's presenting no new evidence, but President Trump says the FDA will be notifying physicians that the use of acetaminophen,
commonly known as Tylenol, during pregnancy can be associated with a very increased risk of autism. So taking Tylenol is not good. All right, I'll say it. It's not good.
And he said women should not take it during pregnancy. Brain experts say they already know there's no single cause of autism. Autism rates are rising, but that's largely about an expanded definition, increased awareness, and more screening. At the United Nations, French President Emmanuel Macron says France is officially recognizing the state of Palestine. Britain, Canada, and Australia doing the same. Joe Fetterman has Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's reaction.
Netanyahu is digging in his heels. He says these recognitions are a prize, a reward for Hamas's October 7th attack that triggered this war. He says there will never be a Palestinian state and is vowing to take unilateral action in response to these moves. He says he will make an announcement on his decision after he visits the United States and consults with President Donald Trump. He's expected at the White House later this month.
ABC says it will reinstate Jimmy Kimmel's late-night show tomorrow. It was suspended over Kimmel's comments about the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Tech giant Oracle will spearhead a new joint venture to take over U.S. oversight of the algorithm and security underlying TikTok. This under the terms of a deal laid out by the Trump administration. Other joint venture partners will include investment firm Silver Lake Partners. Media mogul Rupert Murdoch and personal computer pioneer Michael Dell could also be involved. And the San Francisco Bay Area was jolted by a 4.3 magnitude earthquake early this morning. This is AP News. President Trump's new appointee to the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors says the central bank's benchmark interest rate should be much lower than its current 4.1% level. Stephen Miron spoke to the Economic Club of New York.
It should be clear that my view of appropriate monetary policy diverges from those of other FOMC members. I view policy as very restrictive, believe it poses material risks to the Fed's employment mandate.
And Alex Vega has today's AP Markets report.
Stocks on Wall Street rallied again, pushing the major indexes further into record territory. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% Monday, the Dow added 0.1%, and the Nasdaq Composite gained 0.7%. All three indexes hit an all-time high for the third straight day. NVIDIA was one of the strongest forces lifting the market after announcing a partnership with OpenAI. Treasury yields held relatively steady. This is Alex Vega.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.